right, welcome back here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Just to recap the JV game, not a great game for the Lady Indians. They fall to the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles, 56-8. Quarter scores went 22-4, Liberty Benton after one. 29-5 at halftime. Liberty Benton outscores the Fort Recovery Indians 7-1 in the second quarter. In the third quarter, they were outscored 17-1 to fall to trail 46-6, and then ended up getting outscored in the fourth 10-2 to fall down behind 56-8 again in that score. So we are getting ready to play the national anthem, so we'll take a short break. We'll come back and be ready for tip-off.
From Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixings as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes.
All right, again, Brian Patch here with you, bringing you action from Liberty Benton High School here in Findlay, Ohio. And they are doing a little pregame show here on the scoreboard, which is a nice little addition here at a high school game. Has video pictures of all the girls and going through a little kind of recap of their season so far and last year here. We'll get through the starters for Liberty Benton. First off, number 5 for them, Taylor Ward, who's a 5'5 junior. Number 11, Caitlin Elser, 6'3 senior again. And as I said in the pregame show, she is going to the University of Cincinnati. Had a chance to watch her play a lot throughout AAU season. She's a very good player. Averages in that 20-point range for them. Definitely going to be a load and the key to for us to be able to stop their team. Also then number 12, Alyssa Rhodes, 5'5 senior. Number 14, Sydney Elser, 5'9 sophomore, who is Caitlin's younger sister. And rounding out the starting lineup for them is number 23, Shai Shepherd, 5'11 senior as well. So they got Ward, a senior, or a junior, excuse me, Elser, a senior, Rhodes, a senior, Elser, a sophomore, and Shepherd, a senior for the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles. And for Port Recovery today, we are starting our kind of, I guess, traditional lineup we have, if you could say that, just because we've had so much sickness and injuries with kids kind of in our first 10 games here that this is kind of the lineup I think Coach Gann has kind of settled in on, unless that sickness has happened. But that is senior Brooke Colleague, number 15, stands in at 5'5". Juniors, Kiara Wendell, number 20, stands in at 5'5". Allie Vaughn, also a junior, stands in at 5'10". Forward, 6-foot senior for us, Val Mullenkamp, who is going to the University of Findlay, who's about 2 miles from here, so she's will hopefully be comfortable with this setting and location. And then also in the middle, then, is senior 6'2", post player, Olivia Patch, who wears number 21 for Fort Recovery, and Val, again, is number 22. So getting ready to jump it up with Val Mullenkamp and Caitlin Elser, and the Indians control the tip with Kiki Wendell bringing the ball down the floor here on the first quarter scoreboard sponsors, Fort Camp Excavating. Indians have the ball up top. Kiki Wendell, nice little crossover move, creating some space for Allie Vaughn. Quick three in and out. Great looking shot for Allie. Just misses it. As I said, it's halfway down. Elser controls the rebound. Quickly down. Looks like they are trying to get the ball inside. Number 14 for the Lady Eagles gets a wide open three, and Sydney Elser and misses it. Brooke Colley with a great box out defensive rebound over the back. Call on Liberty Benton is number 23, Shepherd. Allie Vaughn will trigger the ball into Kiki Wendell, bringing it down man-to-man defense for the Lady Eagles. Allie Vaughn has the ball up top, drives a gap, creates some space for Val, decides to turn down a three, swinging the ball around to Brooke Colley up top, trying to get a little screen for Allie Vaughn coming inside. Dribble handoff for Key. Back up top to Allie Vaughn. Ball screen by Liv. Olivia Patch. And want to give a quick shout out to Harold Feely, who's listening on the radio back home doing some work at Hastings Auto, who did a great job of fixing my van over the weekend. So appreciate that fee so we could get up here today. Jump ball call here. Kiki Wendell gets a turnover. Great defense by the Lady Eagles. Shepherd on the jump ball with Kiki. Number 5 triggers the ball and bounce Ward to the point guard, Rhodes. Over to Ward inside. Lob pass inside to Elser for a quick 2 points for Liberty Benton. Allie Vaughn triggers the ball into Kiki Wendell up top. Little X over action up top to Allie. Handoff. Brooke Colley has the ball on the wing. Swings it over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki thinks about a three, but turns it down. Drives in, handoff to Val Mullenkamp, and gets called for a travel. Val just took a couple steps there before she put the ball down. But like the aggressiveness here early on by Val, who had a great game last game. I think led us in 14 points, I think, against the Minster Wildcats, which is a big win for our Lady Indians. Have not beat Minster since, I think it was 2012. So good win for our Lady Indians. Oh, blocked by Olivia Patch up top. But I think they called a foul on that. Look good from here, but obviously not calling the stripes and not on the floor. We're about 8 rows up on the opposing side of our players' bench. Kaylin Elser will be shooting 2 free throws. First one is up and hits the front of the rim off the backboard and rolls in to give the Lady Eagles a 3-0 lead here with 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Second one up. And off the back of the rim, slaps it away. Allie Vaughn picks up a loose ball. Allie Vaughn bringing the ball down transition. Val Mullenkamp wide open three, but turns it down. Tries to beat her man off the dribble. Nothing there. Swings it over to Brooke Colley. Drives in. And up and in. Great drive by Brooke. Actually went through contact. No call on this end. Should have probably been an and one, but nothing there. Quickly on the other end as Rhodes drives in. Swings the ball back up top to Ward. Catches into Elser. Swings the ball back out to Ward. Back inside. Nice ball movement by the Lady Eagles. Val drives in. Bad closeout, I should say, by Val. Gets beat off the bounce. Misses it. Val gets a rebound. Kicks it over to Allie Vaughn. Elser had missed the shot. Allie Vaughn quickly in transition. Over to Kiki Wendell. Thinks about a three. Drives in. Drag pass out to Olivia Patch. Open 15-footer. Good for Olivia Patch to make it 4-3 Indians. Great pass by Kiki Wendell, drawing that defender. Allows Elser to have to help on the drive. Liberty Benton quickly down the floor as they like to push. Great help side defense by Val Mullenkamp. Oh, Val gets called for a reach-in, which, again, you can kind of tell who their star is. Not only are they trying to get the ball into her, but also you can tell they, obviously, a little bias here, but feels like they're trying to protect her because that was great defense by Val and Olivia, and they get called for a reach-in by Val. Liberty Benton will take the ball in, trigger it into Elser up top, trying to get into Caitlin Elser. Nothing there. Quick three from the corner for Alyssa Rhodes. Make it 6-4, Liberty Benton. So they're back on top. Kiki Wendell pushes up quickly to Brooke Colligan on the left wing. Swings the ball back over to Val. Val wide open for three. Banks it in. We'll take it. Val gives a little smile. We'll definitely take that, Val. Needed three for the Indians right here because this is one of those things. 7-6, even though we're in the lead and it's early, you don't want to let this thing to get far away just because they have so much firepower for Liberty Benton. So quickly down the floor. Ward has the ball up top, trying to get it into Elser. Turns it square up. Deflection away from Val. Val's working, trying to get a five count. Coach Vaughn's up screaming for five, but no call here. Allie Vaughn with the reach in. Ball be taken out on the side right now. 4:08 to go in the first quarter. 7-6 Indians lead. Quick shout out also to my wife, as she is home working, could not make the trip. So appreciate you working and making some money so I can come up and watch Olivia play here and do the game. Liberty Benton will trigger the ball inside. Allie Vaughn is guarding. Rhodes inside. Swinging the ball around. Dieter is in. Brooke Dieter, 5'8 sophomore. Trying to get the ball inside against Brooke Colligan. They do. Shot is up and short for Shepherd. Val Mullen came with the rebound. Pushing quickly in transition to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn has a drive. Made a little push off, no call. Swings the ball back up to Brooke. Ball screen over for Key. Ooh, comes up a little short for Kiki Wendell. Rebound it. Transition here for Ward. Pushing the ball in. Drops off it inside. A little contact, no call. Liberty Benton corrals the rebound back up top to Elser, Sydney Elser, trying to get the ball inside to Caitlin Elser. Her sister swings the ball around on the perimeter. Shepherd has the ball inside, gets called for steps. Right now, they look like they are trying to pound the ball in against Brooke Colligan on the defensive end, who is at about a 4-inch disadvantage inside. So they're trying to work her over inside, and Caitlin Elser's coming on the outside as a 4-round-1. Which you don't see that all the time with your 6'2 post player on the outside trying to feed a 5'9 post player. Olivia Patch and Allie Vaughn come out, and Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Ram will come in with 3:11 to go here in the game. Brooke Colligan up top, swings it over to Val Mullenkamp, passes inside to Whitley Rammel, back up top to Paige Fortkamp. Nice ball movement so far by the Indians. Kiki tries to explore a drive, nothing there. Back up top to Brooke Colligan, drives in, kicks out, no one's there, but Paige Fortkamp crowds the ball. Skip pass over to Val. Great drive right here by Val, trying to drive in. Again, Val Mullenkamp drives in, gets some contact, no call. Should have probably been another and one for the Indians. That's two times I feel like the Indians have drove in, got fouls on shots that we've scored, and they don't call anything. So right now, the Indians take back the lead 9-6. Inside to Caitlin Elser on a nice quick post up inside. That was a little bit too easy. She had done some work and got great position inside, had her feet in the paint. That's not what you want to be as a post defender with your feet caught in the paint. Indians were not able to help down. Brooke Colligan now has the ball in the corner. Looks to drive baseline. Nothing there. Swings the ball back up to Paige Fortkamp. Skips it across to Val Mullenkamp. Right now, we went through a whole quarter with no stoppage of play, really. I think there's only been one foul, two fouls so far by Liberty Benton. I think three for the Indians. So not a whole lot of stoppage. No timeouts. Turnover here by Brooke Colligan. Quickly down the floor for the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles. Swinging the ball back up top to Shepherd. Around the corner, perimeter here to Rhodes. Sydney Elser on a quick three. Great box out by the Indians, but they do not able to get a rebound. Rhodes has the ball, swings the ball across over here to Sydney Elser, trying to get the ball inside to Caitlin Elser. Great post-up catch. Kick out, wide open three, turns it down for Rhodes, swings the ball over for Sydney Elser for a wide open three. Liberty Benton Lady Eagles now take a 11-9 lead with 1 minute and 20 seconds to go. Kiki Wendell dribbles the ball down, creates some space. Kick over to Paige Fortkamp, wide open. Ah, Paige, you got to shoot that. Turns it down, drive in, hand off to Brooke Colligan, drives in and finishes. So even though Page turns down a wide open shot, the Indians do get a layup off of it by Brooke Colley. Right now, Brooke has 4 points. Lady Eagles bring the ball down the floor. Alyssa Rhodes up top, guarded by Kiki Wendell, dribbles the ball down. 50-some seconds to go, tie ball game, 11-11. Swinging the ball around, trying to get Caden Elser. Again, they're trying to take advantage of Dieter inside against Brooke Colley. Shot and miss. Whitley Rammel with the defensive rebound. Indians quickly pushing the ball up in transition. Wide open three. Paige Fortkamp comes up short. Rebound, Liberty Benton. Right now, Coach Irwin's calling out a set. Nope. Three in transition. I don't know if that was a set or not, but we'll definitely take it because it's a missed shot. 21 seconds now for the Indians. Right now, Coach Gann just says, hey, one shot. All tied up, 11-11 first quarter. Kiki Wendell has the ball, working around right now, seeing what she can do. Drives in, draws the defender. Great job, Kiki Wendell. Open three for Paige Fortkamp. Nothing. Tip away. Shepherd comes down with the rebound right now. She's just going to let the clock run out in the corner. So great job, Kiki Wendell, by drawing the defender. Just missed the wide open three. And as the buzzer goes off, it is 11-11 here at the end of the first quarter. So we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Again, after one on the scoreboard, and the first quarter scoreboard sponsored by Fortkamp Excavating. So, and the second quarter scoreboard would be sponsored by Fort Recovery Insurance. Indians will have the ball. They call quick stoppage of play right here. I'm not sure really what's going on. But they are taking a substitution play. I think maybe someone checked in. Oh, blood on the uniform, it looks like. So quick substitution for the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles here. Also a quick shout out to Chelsea Colley, volleyball coach for the Fort Recovery Indians, listening on the radio. Right now it looks like Liberty Benton will go to a 2-3 zone, and Indians get some quick ball movement and be able to find Ali Vaughn inside for a quick basket. So right now the Indians will take the lead, 13-11. Indians come down to man-to-man defense. Riley Irwin, who's a freshman, Coach Irwin's daughter, into the game, and a quick turnover by her. Val Mullenkamp came over, stole the ball, got a deflection. And the Liberty Benton's in a 2-3 zone. Ali Vaughn, short corner pass to Whitley Rammel, back up top to Paige Fortkamp, swings the ball around, catches the ball inside to Whitley Rammel, who throws it over the backboard, and we were able to get the ball back. Looks like a scrum right here. Kiki Wendell comes up with the ball, swings the ball over to Ali Vaughn, quick high post flash by Val Mullenkamp, and misses it, and there's a foul on the play. I'm assuming this is going to be on Liberty Benton, which it is. So right now, Kiki Wendell will take the ball out of bounds. Liberty Benton is in a 2-3 zone. Right now on the floor, we have Kiki Wendell, Ali Vaughn, Val Mullenkamp, Whitley Rammel, and Paige Fortkamp. Triggers the ball into Whitley Rammel, who throws the ball back up to Val, swinging the ball around to Paige. Kiki trying to get some ball movement against the 2-3 zone. High post flash by Ali Vaughn. They decide not to throw in there. A little X action come to the short corner. Swinging the ball back up. Val Mullenkamp contested three, but does bank another one. So right now, Val has banked in 2 threes for the Indians to give us a 16-11 lead. Liberty Benton quickly in transition swings the ball over here to Irwin. Back up top to Rhodes. Over to Elser, trying to get Caitlin Elser the ball inside. And they throw the ball away. Great help side defense by Kiki Wendell and Paige Fortkamp inside. So 6:21, it will be Indians ball going the other direction. On the second quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard, 16-11 again Indians, 6:18 to go on the clock. 2-3 zone again by Liberty Benton. Short corner pass. That pass seems to be there all day long. Whitley Rammel, though, with a turnover off of it. Quickly down in transition and up and in for Alyssa Rhodes. Nice little left-handed layup right there. Indians lead 16-13 now. Swing the ball over to Val Mullenkamp. Back up top to Paige Fortkamp, working the ball around the perimeter. Kiki Wendell has the ball. Holly Vaughn's open on a high post slash, but we don't throw it in there. Now we do. Wide open pass back out to Kiki Wendell for three. Off the back end, Paige Fortkamp with an offensive rebound. Back up to Val. Swinging the ball over to Fortkamp. Fortkamp skips it over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell back up top. Val, wide open three, turns it down. Skips over to Paige Fortkamp, gets Allie Vaughn in the short corner, which that's where she can do some damage. Back up top to Key, drives in, kick out. Paige Fortkamp open three and hits it. Nice shot by Paige Fortkamp and Kiki Wendell drawing that defender against the zone. Against the zone, most people want to pass around the perimeter, but Kiki did a great job of attacking a gap, drawing that backside person in, kicking out to Paige for a wide open three. Indians now lead 19-13 on the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Indians in man-to-man defense, packing it in on Caitlin Elser. Catches the ball, drop step, nice move for her inside. We had her triple teamed, and she still was able to score through the Indians. Liberty Benton still in a 2-3. Kiki down over to Val Mullenkamp. Swings it up top to Paige Fortkamp. Works the ball around to Kiki. Skips it over to Val. Wide open three. Good. This time, no bank needed by Val Mullenkamp. Assist Kiki Wendell on a great ball movement. Val right now is hot from the outside. 3-for-3 from the perimeter, giving her 11 points to lead the Indians as they have 22-15 lead. Quickly down in transition. Irwin with the ball. Kick over to Rhodes. Trying to get Caitlin Elser again. Double team. Triple team now. And she throws the ball away. Great help side defense by the Lady Indians. Right now, Kiki Wendell out and Whitley Ramo out. Olivia Patch, Brooke Collig in. So right now we have Fortkamp, Vaughn, Mullenkamp, Patch, and Collig on the floor. Liberty Benton still in the 2-3 zone. Vaughn has the ball up top. Over to Collig. Swings it around to Fortkamp. Got Val and Liv inside on a high-low look, trying to maybe get something there off short corner high post flashes. Indians are working the ball around on the perimeter. Brooke looks to explore something there. And Coach Gann will call a quick 30-second timeout. So we will take a short little break here with them as well.
Insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, and we are back here on that little break right here. Second quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance sponsors. Stop in and see them for all your insurance needs. Again, Indians lead 22-15. 10 cupboards. Stop in for your morning coffee. Now open at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, great sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soups. Choice of four soups every day. They also have hand-dipped ice cream flavors, so stop in and see that any time of year. Indians ball checks it out on the side. Again, leading 22-15. Liberty Benton setting in a 2-3 zone, basically daring us to shoot the ball, which we've done very well today, so we have no problem doing that. I skip the ball over here to Val Mullenkamp, short corner, drives it across, throws the ball away, tries to get it to Paige Fortkamp, but can't. Val Mullenkamp comes down, deflects the ball, but off of Val. Great hustle back by Val as Irwin's trying to throw ahead to Alyssa Rhodes, and Val's able to knock it away. We're man-to-man defense right now. They will be, Liberty Benton will be taking the ball underneath their basket. Triggers the ball inside over here to Sydney Elser. Gets it into Caitlin Elser up top. Drives in. Olivia Patch, great help side defense. Missed shot. Olivan collects the defensive rebound, pushes it in transition here. See what she has. Liberty Benton still in the 2-3 zone. Swings over to Val. Back up to Paige. Reverse it over to Allie into Brooke. Dump in. Ooh, throws at Olivia Patch's knee. Not a great spot to try to throw it. Is at the feet of a player, but anyway, off of Liv's foot. So, turnover for the Indians. Liberty Benton will be taking the ball out of bounds. Bringing it up is Alyssa Rhodes, their point guard. Senior point guard for the Liberty Benton Eagles, who's had a lot of success over the years. Trying to get the ball inside of Caitlin Elser. And they're calling a basket good foul on Olivia, and I do not see where that foul was when her hand, reach in Kiki Window. I was going to say Liv had her hand straight up, and if anything, should have been a walk prior to that, but they did not call that. Kiki came down to try to help in, rake at the ball as a help side defender, and they called the foul on Kiki. Did not see that. Anyway, misses the free throw. As they say, ball never lies, I guess. Quickly down the floor. Brooke pushes off, and no call for her. Catches out, throws it to Olivia Patch. Swing it over, Allie Vaughn for three. So Allie Vaughn hits a three, assists Olivia Patch. Indians probably got away with one right there a little bit. Quickly down in transition here for the Lady Eagles. Again, obviously trying to get into Caitlin Elser. Olivia Patch doing a great job of guarding her. Allie Vaughn's in help side defense, which is really making it tough. It looks like going to be a turnover. Denial pass by Brooke Collie and pressure by Val Mullenkamp, able to get a turnover on Liberty Benton Sydney Elser. Again, you can tell they're really trying to be patient and very methodical on offense, trying to pound the ball in. And Indians right now are doing a great job defensively. Still staying in a 2-3 zone. Has the ball over here to Val Mullenkamp. Swings it up top to Brooke Collie. Over to Allie Vaughn, short corner. Kiki Wendell over to Brooke Collie. Right now it's kind of a three-round two with Allie Vaughn and Liv Patch inside. High post up delivery pass. Nice pass in to Allie Vaughn and up and just misses the shot but does draw contact. So Allie Vaughn will be shooting two free throws here. Nice pass. Great ball movement inside for the Indians, working the ball around, shifting that zone. High pass, high post pass, I should say, to Olivia. Liv turned down a shot but gave it to a better shot to Allie Vaughn inside. And Liv will take a seat here with Aramel coming in to replace her. Allie Vaughn shooting free throws. And second one is up and good. Right now, Indians are leading by 10. Great showing for the Indians here today against the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles, who are 8-1 on the year. I'm not sure who beat them. I know they usually kind of dominate this conference as they are 4-0 in the BVC. Wide open three for Sydney Elser. Good. That's one of those things where Caitlin Elser did not get a point or an assist, but the Indians were so much worried about her that we left an open defender, or I should say open offensive player, on the outside trying to help inside, and she was able to hit that for Sydney Elser. Indians down. Kiki has the ball on the perimeter. Swing it over to Val. Val's up top. Pass inside to Allie Vaughn. Allie's looking to drive. Probably walks, and they do call it. Just had really no place to go. Allie trying to create some space for herself, and we get a turnover. Minute 16 to go in the second quarter. 27-20 Indians lead. And the Indians had led pretty much the whole entire game, except for, I think, one possession. But we were down 5-4. Four cross up top. Gets the ball into Caitlin Elser. Looking to drive. Help side by Val Mullenkamp. Great help side. Get a turnover and the foul by Riley Irwin to pick up a foul. Great team defense there by the Indians. Side by Val to create a turnover out of that. Coach Irwin, who I know pretty well, is a little upset with her man, tried to cut down, and Val was able to help off her man and double the ball. So right now, Coach Gann just says, hey, hold the ball. If they're in a 2-3 zone, we're up 7 with under a minute to go. Just hold the ball. So Kiki's up at half court, basically, here in Brooke, and Val against a 2-3 zone, just playing dribble keep away right now. And Liberty Benton's fine, set in a 2-3 zone. So we'll sit here and dribble this out. Indians have played really well right now in this first half, which is a continuation of how we played on Thursday against Minster, defeating the Minster Wildcats in a Big Mac conference game. 15 seconds on the clock. Kiki's still dribbling up top, really unguarded. He's going to look to drive to tack. Hit Brooks, a colleague up top. Brooks drives over, swings at the ball to Val. Val's up top, drives the key. Drive by Hack. Great pass for Kiki to Ali Vaughn. Airballs it. Liberty Benton with the rebound, swinging the ball over 1 second left. Alyssa Rhodes does not get a tie shot off. So great half for the Indians as we lead 27-20 going into halftime on the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Andrews of Kalt Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalt Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day. Our pharmacists provide care and services. They are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Stop in at Kalt Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio to speak with the pharmacist today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, and we are back here on the Fort Recovery Guest second quarter insurance scoreboard, and also Fort Camp Excavating first quarter scoreboard. We've not shot any free throws. So we've not been able to get a Hall Brother foul line sponsor out there. Hopefully we'll do that here at some point, but we are on the Cooper Farms halftime show as well. And speaking of Cooper Farms, I want to give a shout out to Bubba Stogg, Bob Stogler, who does send up the stats of the scorebook from the scorebook to us, so we have a chance to see the scoreboard stats throughout the game for JV and varsity games as well at the end. So we do appreciate that from Bob Stogler. Recap here, the JV game. JV's record now is 2-7 on the year. Liberty Benton jumped out in front 22-4 in the first quarter, outscored the Indians 7-1 in the second quarter to take a 29-5 lead, outscored the Indians in the third quarter 17-1 to take a 46-6 lead, and outscored the Indians in the fourth quarter 10-2 to take a 56-8 victory for the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles. Leading scorer for the Indians was Elena Evers with 4, Lindsay Wendell with 2, Faith Gruby with 1, and Alexis Wendell with 1 to round out the scoring, 8 points for the Indians. For the varsity game coming in, They are led currently right now by Val Mullenkamp, who has absolutely shooting lights out from the floor. She has 11 points for the Lady Indians to have 11 of our 27 points. Next, we have Allie Vaughn with 7, Brooke Collig with 4, Olivia Patch with 2, and Paige Fortkamp with 3 to round out the 27 points for the Indians. Tonight, we have some special announcements at the Fort Recovery Lincoln View boys game. JV again will start at 6 o'clock, and Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that. I'll be heading back to do that game tonight for the varsity game. So Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game with myself and Bob Leverett will be doing the boys game. Next Thursday, girls will be heading to Delphus, and Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one as well to take on St. John's in a MAC matchup. On Friday, St. John's will be coming in, and that will be a great matchup as St. John's right now is undefeated. They are leading the MAC, and I think they're 3-0 now. I think they're like 10, maybe 9, 10-0 or something like that on the year. Have not lost a game, I believe. And Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one. Bob Leverett and I will be doing that one as well. And then Saturday, the girls make another trip. This is a trip of long, a week of long trips for us. Heading up here to Findlay, Liberty Benton. Then we're going to St. John's. And then Saturday, we're heading up to Ottawa Glandorf to take on OG. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one. Again, I'll be back on the broadcast that day by myself again. And then that night, Fort Recovery Boys will host the Walpock. And Fort Recovery Radio will be doing all the games next week. Bob Leverett and myself will be doing the boys' games, and I'll be doing the girls' games by myself. So if you don't like listening to me, I guess I apologize. I will be on the radio all next week. Tonight, as I said, we have a special occasion tonight at the Forsyth Fieldhouse for the boys' game with Lincoln View. The 2019 state track qualifiers will be honored by the Booster Club between the JV and varsity games. Come out and congratulate those kids, student-athletes who did a great job and made it to state. For the girls, we have Kiki Wendell, who made it by the 4x800 relay and 4x400 relay. Cassidy Martin, who came up here to Findlay and play volleyball, made it also in the track part of the state by the 4x800 relay and the 4x400 relay as well. Chloe Will, who made the 4x800 relay and the 4x400 relay. Abby Francis, who made the 4x400 relay. And Ava Bupp, who made the 4x800 relay. So come out and support and honor those girls who made it to state last year in track. For the boys' side, we have Robbie Lefevre, who made the 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, 4x100 relay, and the 4x200 relay. Riley Pearson, who made it by in state in the 4x200 relay and the 4x100 relay. Jacob Atchison, who made it in the 4x200 relay and 4x400 relay. Butch Shane, who made it in the 4x100 relay and 4x200 relay. Jared Timmerman, who made it in the 4x100 relay, 4x400 relay, and long jump. Drew Mullenkamp, who made it in the 400-meter run and 4x400 relay. And Owen Mormon, who made it in the 4x400 relay. So we'll be honoring our track state qualifiers tonight in between game by the Booster Club, and also our state swim team who made it last year, and I was not given any names on that, so I do apologize. Mindy Bupp, if you are listening, maybe you could send me some of those names, and we'll read those names off. But we are honoring our swim team as well, so honoring our state teams, athletes, and I should say our individual athletes, and I guess maybe teams as well who made it there, and then honor their commitment in the offseason, during season, and all their hard work. So we'll do that. Again, Indians lead at halftime 27-20. We'll take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kelp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day. Our pharmacists provide care and services. They are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Stop in a Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio to speak with the pharmacist today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And speaking of Harold Feeley, again, he has sent me a picture, and Kelsey Feeley Dotson, his birthday today, and they had a little baby here in the last couple weeks, and her name is Olivia Dotson, and Harold sent me a picture of him and Olivia and listening to the game. So great grandpa moment there, Fee. Congratulations, big guy, and to Kelsey, and happy birthday to Kelsey, who's one of my favorite kids of all time. She was a babysitter of ours, so enjoy there, Kelsey. Enjoy those little moments, Fee. Those are special times. So Indians are on defense here to start off. We do have our starting lineup in out there right now. Brooke Colley, Val Mullenkamp, who's leading us with 11 points, absolutely shooting lights out. Olivia Patch, Ali Vaughn, and Kiki Wendell. Liberty Benton ball, trying to work the ball around here now for the Liberty Benton team. Is number 23, Shepherd, gets the ball inside and draws a foul quickly on Ali Vaughn, and that is her second, I believe. So Liberty Benton going to the free throw line here. Unfortunately, I don't believe the Indians have been to the Hall Brother free throw line yet. So hopefully that's something we can do this half. Right now, the third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Wabash Mutual, has the Indians in a 7-point lead with 7:46 to go. Shepherd missed the first one. Second one up long. And Val Mullenkamp knocks it out. Will be Liberty Benton ball underneath the basket. Triggers the ball inside to Caitlin Elser. Swings the ball up top to Brooke Dieter, who was a sub, who's now starting. Tries to lob the ball inside. Val Mullenkamp with a steal. Great help side defense again, Val. Pushes in transition. Throws it back behind to Ali Vaughn. Setting up the offense. Drives in. Hands it over to Brooke Colley. Ooh, Brooke turned down a wide open shot. Swings the ball over to Val. Val drives in. Guarded. Contested. Foul. No call. Gets an offensive rebound back. Throws it up. Inside to Brooke Colley. Definitely a foul there. They finally call. Val was fouled and they got a no call. Val stuck with it. Got a rebound. Threw it over to Brooke. And Brooke is able to get fouled here. So we are going to the Hall Brothers free throw line. First time we've been there in the whole entire game. Brooke eyes it, flies it, goes in. Gives us an 8-point lead, 28-20 with 7:20 to go. Brooke gets the second one up and good. Nothing but net to give Brooke 6 points on the night. Liberty Benton takes the ball out. Rhodes has the ball, dribbling down, guarded by Brooke Colley. Swing the ball over to Dieter. Trying to get Elser inside. Good defense by Olivia. Nothing there. Steal by Brooke. Nope. Deflected off of Shepherd. Their fans are yelling that the ball went out on Ali Vaughn, but it did not. Indians ball. Kiki has the ball triggered in by Ali Vaughn. Dribbling the ball down. Liberty Benton man-to-man defense. Indians are running kind of five out. Flare screens. Drives in. Val Mullenkamp has the ball. Close to travel, no call. Brooke hands off to Brooke. Brooke drives in. Foul called on Sydney Elser. So Indians will take the ball out of bounds. Kiki Wendell triggering the ball in. Indians in a box set. Olivia screens across for Alley. Val comes straight down the lane line. Shot up and miss. Liberty Benton has the ball in transition. Over to Sydney Elser into Caitlin Elser. Back out to Sydney Elser. Quick three. Oh, Kiki. That's one of those Kiki kind of let the ball go out of bounds in the corner. Liberty Benton's girls were hustling out it. Kiki probably should have grabbed that one, but didn't. Could have been Liberty Benton ball. Almost threw it into each other, but luckily for us, it did not. So we have the ball. Kiki down to Ali Vaughn. Swings it over to Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch has it to the three-point line. High ball screen here by two Ali Vaughn. Hand off to Brooke Colley. Throws it back up. Olivia thinks about a three. Shoots a three. Off. Good-looking shot for Liv. Shot she can hit, but misses it. Liberty Benton in transition. Swings the ball around. Gets the ball. Nice help side defense again by Val. Val right now is playing great help side defense, I will say. She has to be pleased with that effort by Val on defense. Liberty Benton triggers the ball in. Elser has the ball, swings it up top to Rhodes. Rhodes guarded by Brooke Colley. Throws it in to Dieter, catches the ball in the high post. Fake handoff, scissor cut, driving in. blocked. Not sure if it was by Libby Patch or Ali Vaughn. Brooke Colley has it in transition. Throws over to Ali Vaughn. Probably traveled. No call. Liv swings it over to Brooke. Brooke drives in. Throws up for a shot. Drive and finishes for Brooke Colley. Nice drive. Indians right now extends that lead by 11. Biggest lead of the game for either team. And Liberty Benton will take a quick timeout, and we'll take one with them here on the Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard.
Coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And I will see, it's the first time I think in a high school game in a while I've seen Chick-fil-A at a concession stand. So nice concession stand here by Liberty Benton. Indians in a 1-2-2 full court press. Still by Kiki Wendell. Drives down and it is blocked out of bounds by Brooke Dieter. So we get a turnover off the timeout, which I'm sure is something they were not expecting, a press by the Indians. So great defense and change up there by Coach Gann. Indians ball underneath. Kiki Wendell triggering it in. You got Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, Ali Vaughn, and Brooke Colley out there. Stagger screen. Got Liv posted up inside. Ali Vaughn turns it down. Swings it across over to Kiki Wendell. Drives in. Throws off to Brooke Colley. Brooke Colley trying to drive in. Reverse pivot over to Kiki. Kiki had a gap and refused to turn it down. Catches it for Liv. Liv hands off. Dribble handoff to Ali Vaughn. Up top to Olivia Patch. Liv swings it over to Brooke. Ball screen, great screen, drives over. Val has it, turned down the shot, drives in, tries to get a better one, kicks over to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn drives in, throws out to Val. Val drives in, help, drives in, throws it over the rim, grabs it by Ali Vaughn, kicks out to Kiki Wendell. Right now, Indians out scrapping them. Val Mullenkamp has the ball. High ball screen set by Olivia Patch. Checks for the roll. Swings it up to Brooke. Indians are running right now, running a five out, trying to draw Elser outside. Indians moving it over. Ali Vaughn, ooh, might have been off Ali's leg, but we do retain possession. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. 31-20 Indians lead. Ali Vaughn triggers into Kiki Wendell. Kiki swings the ball over to Val. We get a flex cut from Olivia Patch to Ali Vaughn. Wide open. Ali power that up. And there you go. Got fouled. No call. Kaylin Elser goes and grabs that rebound like she wants it. Liberty Benton quickly in transition. Over to Sydney Elser. Trying to get the ball inside to Kaylin Elser. Nothing. Swings it over to Dutter. Faces up. Good help side. Kicks out to Sydney Elser for three. So right now, Fort Recovery lead here is by 8 on the Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. Kiki Wendell has the ball. Val Mullenkamp cuts in, doesn't throw to her. She was open. Brooke Colley drives in, creates a lane, kick out to Val. Ooh, Val turned down the three. Swings it up to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn drives in on high ball screen by Olivia Patch. Drag screen. Liv short on a three. It's the front of the rim. Rebound, Liberty Benton. Quickly down. Sydney Elser swings it over to Dieter. Dieter drives in. Charge! Nope. Olivia Patch tried to take the charge. Our fans screamed charge. And Liv does get a blocking call on that. Usually when Donnie Workamp yells for a call, usually that's probably the right call, I'm just going to say. And as he yelled for a charge and we did not get one, Liv was setting up. They called a blocking call. First free throw up for Dieter is in and out. Paige Forkamp kind of limping out on the floor. Not sure what that is about. Didn't see her get hit or hurt, but she replaces Ali Vaughn, and Whitley Rammel replaces Olivia Patch. Hopefully nothing serious there. Indians have a 31-24 lead with 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard. An air ball by Dieter on the free throw. And Indians are going to take a timeout.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a mothball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And third quarter scoreboard here again back. Brian Patch here on the Fort Recovery radio broadcast. Indians lead 31-24 over Liberty Benton, which this would be a big victory for us on the road here. It's a big week for us as we've already beat the Minster Wildcats. I know in the OGBR, which is a state-renowned kind of leader in girls high school basketball, had Minster at number four in the state to start the year. Liberty Benton, I think, was one or two in Division III. So if we can beat those two teams here this week, this would be a big week for us. And I think state rankings should come out this next week. That should put us, I think, in the top 10. It should. If not, something is wrong. They need to watch the Indians play. Open three for Paige Fourcamp. Misses it over the back call by Val Mollenkamp. But it was one of those that Val was hustling for the ball. I'm just going to say, I think this is probably the best I've seen Val play. Not to try to pump, you know, single out kids, but Val has played really well today. Shot the ball well. Defensively, he's been really good. This is obviously going to be playing here over the next 4 years at Finley University, which we're only a couple miles away. So Val maybe likes this area, I guess, but she's playing really well, and the Indians do have a 31-24 lead. Quick shout out to Chuck and Kathleen Etzler, who are listening on the radio. So do appreciate that, and some of my favorite people. So hopefully things are going well for them. Liberty Benton with the shot up and missed by Shepard. Val Mollenkamp with the rebound, driving in transition. Kick out to Kiki Wendell. Shot fake, pull up. Nice move by Kiki Wendell. Had an open three, but shot fake got her defender in the air and got a better shot for herself. Indians now extend that lead, 33-24, with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ward with the ball over in the corner. Had not heard her name much here for Liberty Benton. She checks back in. Open three for Shepard and good. Excuse me, Sydney Elser. So Elser has, I think, their leading scorer with 12 points for them, and her sister then has 9. So they have most of their points, the sister combination to Elser's for Liberty Benton. Indians do lead, though. Brooke Colley with the ball up top, swings it over to Kiki Wendell. Indians right now taking a little time. Swings the ball with Paige Fourcamp. Paige up top to Brooke. Brooke drives a gap. Hands off to Val. Val thinks about a shot. Whitley Rammel steps in, but they don't throw it to her. Didn't have a great seal up. Kiki Wendell tries the cut. Slips and falls. Val starts laughing like, what are you doing, Kiki? Hands off to Brooke. Brooke drives in. Gets caught. Stops in the paint. Got to get out of there, Brooke, for 3 seconds. Benton fans are screaming for it, but no call. Over to Paige Fourcamp. Back up top to Brooke. Brooks looking, drives to the gap, left-hand side, tries to throw the Whitley Rammel, shot up and misses. Val gets the deflection, great hustle by Val, but ball just goes out of bounds. Whitley Rammel comes up short on that shot, great pass by Brooke Colley. Brooke comes out and Allie Vaughn replaces her. So right now we have Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Val Mollenkamp, Whitley Rammel, and Paige Fourcamp on the floor. Rhodes brings the ball down the floor, guarded by Allie Vaughn, over to Shepard, over to Sydney Elser. Trying to go high-low, catch the ball inside for Caitlin Elser. Shot up and blocked. Reach-in foul by Allie Vaughn. Whitley Rammel did get a piece of that. But a reach-in foul on the rebound by Caitlin Elser. Reach-in foul, Allie Vaughn. That is her third. 44 seconds. Coach Vaughn asks Coach Gann if she wants to sub out. She says no, leave her in. Ollie's got to be smart here. with three fouls. Caitlin Elser up and hits the first free throw. 33-28 right now. Liberty Benton is just kind of chipping away at that lead. I think the biggest lead we had was maybe 13. It's now currently 5 in the third quarter Wabash Mutual scoreboard. Second free throw up is good. Give us a 33-29 lead. Indians quickly down the floor. Paige Fortkamp throws it in to Whitley Rammel. Turnover by Paige Fortkamp. Liberty Benton in transition. No one stops the ball. Quick three and in and out for Alyssa Rhodes. Whitley Rammel with the defensive rebound. Throws over to Allie Vaughn. Drives in. Blocked shot and off of Allie Vaughn. Caitlin Elser throws that ball out of bounds off of Allie Vaughn. It's one of those plays where usually if you're as a post player swinging down on the ball, it's usually going to be a foul, but they didn't call it on this one. Rhodes up top, swings the ball over to Ward. Val Mollenkamp guarding her. Dribbles inside, Dieter inside, and off her foot. Great defense by Paige Fortkamp. 2.8 seconds. Indians' lead has shrunk down to 4 points. A full court pressure, token pressure, I should say. Allie Vaughn has the ball, going to throw up half court heave. And comes up just a tad short. That was pretty close for almost a volleyball court shot. So Indians take a 33-29 lead into the fourth quarter on the Wabash Mutual scoreboard.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breast for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixings as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
So we're back here on now the fourth quarter scoreboard sponsored by Fowler Mechanical. Stop in and see Chad Fowler for all your plumbing needs. Paige Fortkamp will trigger the ball into Kiki Wendell. We have Allie Vaughn, Whitley Rammel, and Val Mollenkamp out on the floor. Brooke and Liv are getting a break here. Allie Vaughn has the ball up top. High ball screen by Val Mollenkamp. Allie turns it. Little drag screen behind the Val. Val drives in. Oh, got hammered. Absolutely hammered. And no call. Great drive by Val Mollenkamp. A foul, if I've ever seen a foul. That was a textbook foul. You look it up in the dictionary, and that's the video you would see. But a no call. Liberty Benton has the ball right here. Dieter driving in. Swings over to Elser. Sydney Elser swings the ball back up top to Rhodes. Trying to get the ball into Caitlin Elser. Right now the Indians are just kind of packing it in, daring them to shoot. Brooke Collig does check in, replace Paige Fortkamp. As I said earlier, Paige was kind of limping a little bit, not sure what was going on there. So Brooke does come in and replace her. Ward triggers the ball in out of bounds. Struggling to get the ball in bounds. Allie Vaughn's able to get an inside hand deflection. Liberty Benton ball again. Inside right now to Rhodes. Rhodes guarded by Brooke Colley on the left-hand side right here. Right at half court, right in front of us. Could be a five-second count. No call. Count from that there. They weren't counting. Our fans are yelling 5 seconds, and the officials hold up both hands. That's supposed to be 6 foot, and that's close to 6 foot. Drives across right now for Ward. Swings the ball over to Dieter. Dieter left-handed drive. Wild shot. Chance for offensive rebound. Nope. Deflected. Brooke Colley comes up with it. Brooke Colley down in transition over to Val Mollenkamp. Val thinks about throwing it into Whitley, but does not. Swings the ball over to Brooke. Brooke back up to Key. Keys drives a little gap. Tries to kick over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn dribbles. Swings up to Val. Val hold the ball here. Getting a setup. Kiki has the ball. Rook throws in to Whitley. Whitley throws it right back out. She's off balance. Brooke catches the ball above her head. Swings it up to Allie Vaughn. Val has the ball. Indy's doing a lot of standing right now. 6 minutes to go. Only up four. Kind of getting stagnant in our offense. Brooke probably traveled. Nothing. Dribbles it in. Turnover by Brooke Colley. Liberty Bennett in transition. Elser catches the ball and beats the Indians down the floor for a layup. Right now, Indians lead shrinks to two, 33-31. Allie Vaughn has a little bit of pressure, throws it over to Val. Val has the ball. Timeout for the Indians, and we'll take a short break here with them.
Hi, this is Cal Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription, and we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, Indians ball up top, getting a little pressure here by Kiki. Throws over to Val, open three, off the back end of the rim, up over the backboard. Elser with the rebound. Throws it over to Rhodes, 33-31 on the fourth quarter ball and mechanical scoreboard. Ooh, we got lucky right there. We got beat on defense. Throw it in to Elser. Looks like they're probably going to call it on Brooke Colley, I'm guessing, calling the foul on the floor. Yep, Brooke Colley reaching in on backside help side. Whitley got pinned inside deep. Brooke comes over to try to help her out and picks up the reach-in foul. Take the ball out underneath the basket, triggers the ball into Elser. Elser over to Ward. He'll screen in inside to Kaitlin Elser. Jump hook, good. Ties the ball game. Kaitlin Elser right now has 15 of the 33 points. Full court pressure. Kiki Wendell breaks that. And reach in foul from behind on Taylor Ward. Right now, really no foul trouble for anyone. Allie Vaughn has three for the Indians. Five team fouls for the Indians. Three team fouls for Lady Liberty Benton and Lady Eagles. Olivia Patch comes in and replaces Whitley Rammel. One tick under 5 minutes to go, so getting close to that halfway point, tied up. Our Indians, I think, had a 13-point lead in that third quarter at some point, and we've let it slip away to a tie ball game now. Allie Vaughn has the ball, loses it. He's able to collect it, throws it over to Brooke. Brooke throws it over to Kiki. A lot of cutting action right now. Open three for Allie Vaughn. Way strong. Olivia Patch rips the rebound away on offensive rebound, and Kaitlin Elser gets a foul called on her. Our crowd goes crazy as they've kind of protected her today, not gonna lie. She's been able to swing some hands down on block shots and no call, so glad to see him call that one. Kiki Wendell throws the ball in over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn comes off of Olivia Patch screen. Could have been a drag screen there for Liv. No throw. Throws over to Brooke. Another drag screen by Olivia. Throws it up top. Liv doesn't think about it. Swings it over to Val. Trying to get Allie Vaughn on a post up. No throw. Val hands off to Kiki. Kiki has the ball up top. Little moving screen there by Brooke. Little X over action. Running ball screen. Val has the ball up top. Drive in. Nothing really there. Still step back. 15-footer comes off. A little short right there. Val hasn't scored in a while, but it's had a great game up to this point. She's got to make sure she keeps on looking to shoot because she's been hot today. Rebound to Kaitlin Elser. Throws it inside. Skip pass over to Elser. To Rhodes, up top to Dieter. Over to Rhodes, looking to drive in. To Irwin, throw the ball in, kick back out to Dieter. Shepherd now, box out, ooh, go get it. Olivia Patch, good hustle. Val Mullenkamp had the rebound, that fell, got tripped up as a Liberty Benton Lady Eagles was laying on the ground. Val came down and kind of stepped on her and got tripped up and went to fall, threw the ball back in, and jump ball as Olivia Patch and Ali Vaughn go on the ground to get the loose ball, tie it up. Liberty Benton has the ball, lob pass inside, blocked by Olivia Patch. Brooke Colley comes down with it. Over to Val Mullenkamp. Paige Fortkamp checked in on that dead ball, replacing Ali Vaughn. Kiki Window has the ball. Liv right now tries to go set a high ball screen. Kiki doesn't use it. Paige has the ball over to Brooke. Brooke looking to attack a gap. Dribble handoff. Great shot. Oh, Val has a pull-up jumper. That's good. We'll take that too. Val Mullenkamp comes up short. Kind of going a little cold here. Had an open three, but turned it down. Shot a shot, a little 15-footer that was somewhat contested. Still good look. Pressure by Brooke. Brooke gets a steal. We'll see who they're going to call this on. Okay, just wanted to make sure right here. Brooke got a steal, got hands in it. They do look like possibly could have been a tie-up, but Indians ball as they call a reach-in foul. Kiki Window has the ball. Guarded by Ward, up top over to Brooke Colley. Val sets the ball screen. Val pops, swings it over. Right side of the floor now for the Indians. Congested a little bit on the left. We got Olivia Patch sealed up. Inside from Paige Fortkamp. Makes a move. Inside, nice post move for Olivia Patch. Little Ronda move, which is driving to the middle. Swing back to the opposite side. A little hook move. Left-handed finish, which she's comfortable with. Nice post pass by Paige Fortkamp. Ooh! Oh, Paige. Paige got called for a foul, and she deflected the ball. That's a tough break because that is good defense. Swiping up at the ball, not swiping down. I didn't see her hit a hand. Player didn't react at all, but they call a reach-in. I'm calling that great defense by Paige Fortkamp. Even though I don't have a whistle here, but that looked very good to me. They are shooting free throws. That is our seventh team foul. Shepherd is on the line. First one up and in is good. 35-34 on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians do have the lead at Liberty Benton here in Findlay, Ohio. Right up I-75, about an hour and a half drive from the fort. Ties the ball game, and Coach Irwin does take a timeout, so we'll take one with them, and we'll be back with 1:30 to go. Tie ball game.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Bill Oberle, our high school principal here at Fort Recovery. Made the drive up I-75 from Troy here to Liberty Benton. We have 1:30 to go on the clock. Indians ball 35-30. I'm guessing Ali Vaughn did check in for Paige Fortkamp. So now on the floor we have Ali Vaughn, Brooke Colley, Val Mullenkamp, Olivia Patch, and Kiki Window. I guess I'm thinking we need to get Val Mullenkamp the ball. She's leading us in scoring right now with 11. She hasn't had a lot of shots, even though she shot at some, but we still need to get her the ball. She's been hot most of this game. She's our leading scorer right now, someone who we can get it to. We do right now in transition. They pick up a press. Val dribbled it. I shoot it, Val, and they call for steps. She did travel, but Val had a great pull-up. I think she didn't realize maybe how open she was in transition, but nice-looking pull-up, but they do call for steps. That's all right, Val. We'll still take that. Minute 30, I guess they had a minute 30. Now it's 2 minutes, so we'll, I guess, a little more time than what I had said earlier. So it's 2 minutes on the clock, and we're in a little half-court trap right now. Throws the ball over to Shepherd on the side. We're trapping in the corner. Good trap. Nope. They get it out. Up top the Ward. Swing it to a wide open Rhodes. Dribbles in. We recover by Ali Vaughn. Good recover by Ali. Swinging up top the Ward. Over to can't see a number. There we go. Dieter. Over to Shepherd. Rhodes has the ball. Guarded by Ali Vaughn. Kiki denies that pass. Val's helping in right now on Shepard. Trying to get into Caitlin. Elser. Skip pass over to Ward. Indians right now are playing tough defense. You know who this ball's going to. It's going into Caitlin Elser. They've turned down numerous shots right now to get it into her. Indians are great help side defense. Olivia Patch is working hard in there. Val Mullenkamp's really doing a great job of guarding her. We are pretty much double teaming her and not guarding Taylor Ward. We're letting her go wherever she wants to go. And they call double dribble. Great defense. Brooke Cogg was helping in as well. Got beat off the dribble. Olivia Patch stepped up and got a turnover off of that. So great defense by Brooke and help side defense by Olivia. Indians ball. 1:13 to go on the clock. 35-35. Oh, and they are in 1-2-2 press and deflected over by Brooke Cogg. But we recover by Ali Vaughn. They call reach in foul. And that will be Liberty Benton's sixth foul. So we're not shooting free throws yet. Don't throw over the top if you are being trapped. And that's what happened. And Ali Vaughn was able to recover that deflected pass. Ali is going to trigger it out right in front of Bob Stogler over there in our scorer's bench. Kiki does catch it up. Ooh, that was close from going over and back. No call. We'll take that. Kiki has the ball up top. Hand off to Ali Vaughn. Taking her time. Olivia Patch is going to set a high ball screen. Ali drives in. Could have been a drag screen right there. Val has the ball in the corner. Get out of there, Val. There you go. Creates herself. Skip pass over to Kiki. Kiki looking to drive. Right now we're trying to go five out. Try to create some space for each other. Liv sets a little screen for Kiki. Ali has the ball. Throws it over to Kiki. 40 seconds to go on the clock. Kiki's driving in. Reach in. Brooke Cogg Avis will come up with it. Timeout. Good call by Coach Gann taking that timeout as we saw a loose ball on the floor. And Indians do recover a ball. We will take a full timeout and be right back.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here. Fourth quarter, Paul Mechanical scoreboard, 35-35 and 35 seconds. Great crowd by the Indians, by the way. Ali Vaughn triggering the ball into Brooke Colleague up top. Swings the ball over here. Ooh, Brooke about ran into Kiki, almost lost the ball. Kiki able to recover it. Drives in, hit a gap. Brooke Colleague drives in, going to shoot it. Nope, kicks out to Kiki. Kiki has a three, turns it down. Brooke Colleague open, throws it, drives in. It could be a foul. They don't call anything. Throws it over to Val. 15 seconds, Val dribble, hand off to Kiki. Up. Liv's going to set a high ball screen. Coach Gann didn't like what she saw. Takes another timeout. 10 seconds left. And we'll full timeout. So we will take a timeout with them.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dual shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixings as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
And we're back 10.4 seconds. We have Doris and Phil Sheffer and Don and Beck Workcamp who are here. Some of the Indian faithful. Ali Vaughn's triggering the ball into Kiki Wendell. I'm going to say a high ball screen by Olivia Patch, which is what is happening. Drives in, kick it out, and oh, they're calling double dribble. Not sure I agree with that. High ball screen by Olivia Patch. Great job of creating space. Kiki split that, got through there on a gap, had Val coming out on a screen, which would have cleared out the whole entire backside because you're not going to leave Val unguarded. And they called double dribble, which, again, I did not see. They're taking a quick timeout. We'll stay here with it here. I'm assuming at this point, Coach Vaughn's talking with Coach Gann. They're trying to talk about what press they want to do, how they want to play this out. Coach Guggenbiller steps in there, gives his input. I'm assuming we're probably with 3.2 seconds. I believe it was on the clock. We're probably going to pick them up full court. I'd have probably Olivia and Val at half court would be my guess. Someone a little taller that you got to shoot over. Have Allie Vaughn probably up on the ball since she's a little taller. That way you can make it tough to get the ball inside. Let Brooke and Key go out and pressure the guards. That way they're so quick you can't get by those two. Right now, if you're Liberty Benton, you're probably going to throw maybe some type of baseball pass. I'm assuming to Caitlin Elser. Could hit kind of the old Bryce Drew Valparaiso play where she could hit someone streaking down the middle of the floor. Maybe get a quick shot. 3.8 seconds to go on the clock. Tied up 35-35 on the Fall of Mechanical scoreboard. Again, Port Recovery had a 13-point lead at one point. We'll let that go. Caitlin Elser is down at the other end of the block, guarded by Olivia Patch. Allie Vaughn is on the ball. Shepherd Hatt does have the ball. Three Liberty Benton defenders at half court. Catches the ball by Elser. Dribbles in down there. There's no way they're going to get this thing off, and they don't. Throws up a wild half-court shot. Great defense by the Indians. And we are going to extras. So we get some free basketball. So take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need, from installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Again, going to overtime, 35-35 back here at Liberty Benton. We want to thank our quarter sponsors here. First quarter was Fort Camp Excavating. Second quarter was Fort Recovery Insurance. Third quarter was Wabash Mutual. Fourth quarter was Fall Mechanical. Again, tonight at the Forside Fieldhouse, we are honoring our track and swim team for their state appearances. So come on out. 6 o'clock start time for the JV game. And about 7:30 tip time for the boys against Lincoln View Lancers. Should be a great contest. Again, all broadcasts next week are done by Fort Recovery Radio. So appreciate your listening into that. Jumping it up again is Caitlin Elser and Val Mullenkamp. Val does control the ball over to Brooke Cog. Quickly down the floor to Allie Vaughn. Great pass by Kiki Wendell. Ahead to Allie Vaughn for a layup. They completely lost track of where Allie was on a tip. Not sure how you do that to start the overtime off. We'll definitely take that. Indians jump out now 37-35. Working the ball around here for Liberty Benton is Elser. Sydney Elser trying to get in into his sister Caitlin Elser. Swings the ball around to Shepherd. Shepherd has the ball to Caitlin Elser, 15-footer, guarded by Olivia Patch. Skip pass over to Ward. Ward drives in against Brooke Colley. Up, wild shot, gets her own rebound, rips it away. Swings it over to Road. Caitlin Elser, guarded again by Olivia. Skip pass over to Shepherd. Shepherd thinks about a three. Turns it down. Back up top to Ward. We've not really guarded her all night. Val's on her so she can help in with Olivia Patch on Caitlin Elser, who again is going to Cincinnati. Around, averages around 20 points. And block. Nope. They call and one. Looked like a blocked shot by Olivia Patch, but they don't call that. It's kind of the exact same play that has been happening all game long with Elser kind of swinging her hands down and has not been called for one of those yet. Olivia didn't swing, but had her hand kind of coming down on it. And they call a foul. To me, that is a bell out. Got to be consistent there a little bit. But anyway, not getting paid by Liberty Benton today, I guess, to call a game. Up and off on her free throw. 37-37, as they say, ball never lies. 3 minutes to go on the clock. Quickly down to Brooke Colley. Over to Val Mullenkamp. Thought about a three. Hands off to Kiki. Looks like we're trying to run a set. Olivia Patch comes up. High ball screen. Dribbles off Key's foot. Turnover. Fort Recovery. Quickly down. Up and miss. We have a rugby match right here. Just kind of broke out. Everyone is diving for the ball. Great effort by both teams. Come up with a loose ball. Liberty Benton picks it up. Quick timeout call by Coach Irwin before they get called for a traveling call. So we'll take one here with them.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we are back. 2:37 to go in extras. Overtime right here. 37-37, Liberty Benton ball. That is a volleyball line on the floor. Ward will trigger it in. Over two roads, guarded by Brooke Colley. Looks like they're trying to come under the cross screen set. Trying to get it to Sydney Elser. Thinks about a three, turns it down. I'm trying to get over to sister Caitlin Elser. Double teamed. Ooh, traveled. Yes. Great defense by Olivia Patch and help in by Allie Vaughn. Great team defense. Coach Irwin's complaining about that, but definitely was a travel. 2:20 to go, 37-37. Kiki Wendell has the ball. Hands over to Brooke Hogg. Brooke drives in, spin move. Throws it back up to Val. Val drives in, throws up. Oh, getting ready to throw up kind of a wild shot, but turns it down beforehand. And they call reach-in foul. Great aggressive drive, though. So Val will be shooting free throws, 209, 37-37. Need these right here, Val. Val has not been at the free throw line, I don't think, all year. And back of the rim, up and straight down. So big free throws for Val to give us a lead. I'm saying we're going to press. They send Olivia Patch back, put Kiki Wendell in there. Probably not going to replace a 6'2 girl with a 5'5 girl if you're not going to press on the free throw line. Val up strong, even though it did look good. Stop the ball. There we go, girls. Little miscommunication, quickly down by Rhodes. Trying to get it inside. Elser throws it back in, back out. Ward for three, hasn't shot it all game long. Long rebound. Kiki Wendell corrals it, falls back over the defender. Allie Vaughn has the ball, comes down. There you go, under control here, Allie. Slide over, great pass by Brooke Colley. Up, out, misses. Brooke misses the layup. Tip over to Rhodes, has the ball. 38-37, minute 30 to go. Ward has the ball, guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Trying to get it into Elser. Olivia and Val are in there kind of guarding her. Pressuring the ball right now is Allie Vaughn on Shepherd. Take that there, Allie, if you can. She's dribbling right-handed right in front of you. Up over the top of the ward. Val's doing a great job of guarding her. Inside hand. Ooh, Allie Vaughn almost had a steal. Swings it back up top. Two Rhodes, guarded by Brooke Colley. Over to Ward. Val Mullenkamp has all her switches with Brooke. Close out here by Val on Rhodes. 1 minute to remaining. Sydney Elser has the ball, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Right now, you know they're trying to pound the ball into Caitlin Elser. Indians are doing a great job of guarding the ball and also guarding her. Brooke Colley lost a shoe. Looks like she's limping now. Double team inside Caitlin. Elser by Olivia Patch. Hook call. No call. Misses it. Rebound. Val Mullenkamp. Great job. That's got to be a hook call, but they didn't call it. Caitlin Elser has the ball and hooks Olivia Patch literally in the head. And no call. Great defense by Olivia and help side by Val Mullenkamp. And Val gets the rebound and reward for that. Going to the free throw line here. Let's go, Val. Hit these here. Got a one-point lead. Paige Fortkamp comes in to replace Brooke, who, again, lost a shoe. Looks like maybe got stepped on with her ankle. First free throw up and good for Val Mullenkamp. Give the Indians 39-37 lead, two-point lead with 41.6 seconds to go. Chance to increase this lead to three. Second free throw up and back into the rim. Allie Vaughn with the rebound. Should have been a foul on Liberty Benton, but no call. Kiki Wendell has the ball, dribbles back up. Big offensive rebound by Allie Vaughn. And looks like Kiki's going to be shooting some free throws for the Indians. Right now, 18 fouls for the Indians, 9 for Liberty Benton. So it is a 1-1 situation, I believe. Yep. Kiki hits that. Smooth on the free throw line. Kiki Wendell. Giving her, I believe, 5 points on the evening. Second one up and long. Allie Vaughn with another offensive rebound. Great job, Allie Vaughn. Pinning her man inside. Throws the ball over to Val Mullenkamp. 3-point lead, 28 seconds. Play a little keep away. Throw the ball back out. Good. There we go. Ah, yes. Allie Vaughn over to Val Mullenkamp. 19 seconds. Val did not really need to shoot that at all. That's one of those, if she was going to shoot it, you better hit it, because it was not a layup. It was about an 8-footer. Banks it off the glass. It's one of those, no, 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 no. Yes, we'll take it. Great shot. We'll take a break right here. Indians lead 42-37.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We are back. 42-37, Indians lead, 5-point lead. Forgetting kind of how much time's on the clock. We have to wait here. We have 8 seconds before they throw the time back up on the scoreboard as Indians come out. I know it's 19.5 seconds. Val Mullenkamp with the big shot. Allie Vaughn with the hustle plays right here, giving us chances. I think that was a 4 or 5 point play for the Indians because of Allie Vaughn's hustle plays. Sometimes those don't get rewarded. Quickly down the floor, taking some time off the clock. Irwin drives in, throws up a wild shot. Val Mullenkamp with the rebound. This one's going to belong to the Indians. Foul by Liberty Benton. Val Mullenkamp comes down with the defensive rebound. Indians lead 42-37, 6.9 seconds. Need to hit these, or would like for you to hit these, but at this point I think it's not really going to matter. 5-point lead with 6.9 seconds. Indians are going to walk away with a victory. This is a huge victory for the Indians. As I said in the OGBR kind of rankings this past week, Liberty Benton, I think, was the 1 or 2 seed ranked team in Division III for girls basketball. Not the AP poll, but OGBR has pretty good take on what's going on. Val hits the first one, hits the second one. 44-37 lead. This is going to be a big victory for Fort Recovery. Val hits both of those. Val has 17 on the day. Big game for Val. Drives in, throws it up, and hits it for Shepherd. At this point, really doesn't matter. 44-39. Indians win to increase the record to 9-2 on the year. Big victory for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and Coach Holly Gann to come up here to Findlay Liberty Benton and able to win on the road in against a very tough Lady Eagle squad. And something that is becoming tradition that we just started after the Canton game is singing our school fight song to our crowd as our crowd stands up and claps, and our students, athletes, our basketball team is singing our fight song. Congratulations to them. We'll take a short break and hopefully Holly Gann will be up here to talk.
Open House at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the line. Open House is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for 16. $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Open House at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back. Indians come away with a big victory. 44, I believe 38 was the score. Indians had a big game today from Val Mullenkamp with 17 big points, led us in scoring. Great job defensively. I think that was one of her best defensive games I've seen her play. Tremendous job by Val and the Indians on defense. Olivia Patch had 4, Brooke Colley with 8, Allie Vaughn with 7, and Allie gave us 2 big hustle plays on offensive rebound putbacks, or I should say offensive rebounds on free throws to keep balls alive for us. They gave us, I think, at 1 point a 4 point possession on a trip. And again, those are things that you don't usually see in the scorebook, but great job for Allie on that. Kiki Wendell had 5, did a great job of handling the ball for us, and Paige Fortkamp with 3. And we are here with Coach Holly Gann on the post game here for us, with Miracle Lane's post game. Coach Gann, you have to be excited and happy with how your Indians and the team came up here and played today.
You know, we came out and finished. I think that's something. We just finished. We came out. We had every opportunity to kind of give up, honestly. You know, we had 11-point lead, I think, at one point. Correct me if I'm wrong.
11 or 13, but it was big.
You know, we had cushion there. We had cushion there, and traditionally our third quarters have not been as good and strong as we would like them to be. Even with Minster, the same thing. We're just not coming out ready to control and match that intensity, and that's something we can work on. But regardless of those situations, we still got down to the wire, and we were able to finish. But there's a couple things that probably stood out in my mind. Obviously, the easy one is Allie Vaughn's rebounding late, but we got it into Liv, and Liv made a great post move on that girl that just got us up to that next step. It built some more cushion. We got a little energy there, and we were just able to continue to build on that. So great, great team win again. Like, great team. You know, those girls, they finished, and they played to the wire. You know, again, we had some players there that made some late turnovers, but they were able to play through it, and we had a great opportunity to go into overtime, and I was feeling pretty good once we got there. So,
well, one thing, you know, Val led us in scoring with 17, but that's probably the thing I don't want to talk about with that, because obviously that's her kind of getting some points, shot the ball well. But her help side defense was absolutely tremendous today.
You know, and this is the great thing, and Val gets everything that she has coming to her right now, and that we practice not doing that. So we practice not doing that, and so that is just showing Val's experiences and Val's basketball knowledge to be able to say, okay, I'm going to help off here. You know, we've made some matchups late in the game, took her off one of the better shooters, put her on one of the players that we knew passed a lot, and said, okay, we're going to let her shoot it. And in fact, and she started sagging so bad, we just let 5 stand over there. She didn't know what to do,
yeah.
Right? So that, you know, those things right there are mad props to Val and her experience as a senior, and those moves right there, just that showed it, because she started doing it and I'm like, yep, that's exactly what we should have been doing the whole time. But you know, we also, they had a starter out, number 4 didn't play today, and she normally starts, so that makes somebody else, 23, also hasn't played, so there was some floating on their rotation schedule too. So we were expecting somebody else, we got what we got, and you know what, we came out with a win. So great win.
Well, and you know, Kaitlin Elser, as you know, going to Cincinnati to play, and I've watched her over the years, you know, not just here with Liberty Bend, but also with AAU. And, you know, I thought, you know, even though I think she had maybe 15, you know, she averages probably in the 23 range or so. You know, I thought Liv did a great job of making her work. As you said, Val digging down, making it tough on her. That really, you could feel that the other kids kind of felt uncomfortable, not really knowing what to do. You can tell that the ball goes through her, and they just kind of look like, oh, what do we do here with the ball? Because they just looked a little lost. So I thought, great game plan on your part.
Well, and I thought Liv did a great job, you know, and she, Liv had a, we were letting her catch it. So as a post player, and I'd only played in junior high, so I have no references here, but as a post player, usually you're trying to contend it, make it a little bit more difficult. Unfortunately, in this situation, we knew it's one of those situations like we just had with Minster. She's a great player. She's going to get her points, guys. So when she gets them, we can't get frustrated. We just have to adjust. So we made some adjustments. Liv did a great job letting her catch it and just being able to body up. Of course, you know, I know, like, whatever. There's a couple times down there, she got some fouls, and she kind of looked at me like, Coach, this is what you're telling me to do. I'm like, you know what? Those are probably not, you know, those are fouls up here, but those are fouls everywhere. So
right.
Just keep in mind, you're doing a great job. You're moving your feet. You're contesting her, applying some pressure on the back end, making her feel that you're there. And at the end of the game, like I said, I thought everybody played wonderful and great win up here and super excited. I'm sure the girls are glad to get a break here.
Yeah, and, you know, on the offensive end, I think we scored 44, which is obviously not a ton of points, but, you know, if you give up 38, we'll take 44.
You know,
I know you like the offensive part, but, you know, those things, your offense is not going to be there every night, though.
And the deal is like I said, that third quarter, in my mind, we dove in there offensively. We stopped taking the green light. We were being a little bit more selective with what our shots were. You know, we started, and that's just not how we play. We are go. If you got the lane, you take it. If you got the shot, you take it. You know, and those things could get us in trouble maybe down the line, but that opens opportunities for other girls. It opens the rebounding. It opens, you know, some other things that can happen. And you know what? At the end of the day, I would have drew up a different out-of-bounds play, the last thing. But other than that, you know, I'm pleased and we finished. And as always, I'm super proud of those girls. And I'm going to learn some things for this. And they're probably going to learn some things from this. And we're going to move forward to Delphus on Thursday.
Well, two more things and then we'll let you go. One, I thought, you know, stats that don't show up or things that don't show up on the stat sheet is Kiki Wendell. She had, I think, 5 or 6 assists, which do, obviously. But her ability to get in the lane, turn corners, draw defenders, whether that's a post kick to Liv or Witt or a draw and kick out to Val or Allie or Brooke or Paige on the wing, her ability to create shots for other people is right now, I think, really helping our offense if she continues to be aggressive as well.
You know, and that's the beauty about this team. We're really hard to guard. I mean, look at Brooke Collins. The first of the year, I would have just, you know, she's a defensive threat. Today, looking to attack, found gaps, finished when she got in there, and she's going up against some of the tallest, you know, biggest.
She got fouled twice, too. They didn't call.
Right. So, you know, that offensive aggression coming from her after already face guarding on defense and having a long Thursday, like, I can't ask for anything more. And so that is the beauty of it, and you're right. Like, we those things will come. You know, of course, 44, yeah, it's low, but, you know, the pace of the game changed after half. It did. And so, you know what? We matched the intensity. We controlled tempo. When we got control of the tempo, we came out strong in the overtime, and we were able to get through the win. So,
hey, is what you score, if there's a W beside it, you
does
really don't
matter.
Care.
Nope,
so,
does not matter.
Big,
they could have 2, and they could have 0.
Absolutely. Which, preferably, that'd be an ugly game to call. So don't do that to us. But big week. We get 2 wins against Minster and Liberty Bend. What's your thoughts at the end of this week right now?
We need a rest. We got tired legs. We need some rest. We need to celebrate those wins. We need to be ready to go again on Thursday.
Well, awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming up here, and congratulations on a big win. I think, what, we're 9-2 now?
We are 8-2.
8-2. Okay, well, we'll go get 9 this Thursday, I
Absolutely.
Guess.
Absolutely.
Big shout-out to those 2 friends down there of yours.
Oh, yeah, Abby and Sam. Abby texted me yesterday, new baby at home, and she goes, well, they wanted to come Minster. And then she texted me yesterday and was like, hey, what time does that game start? I said, noon. And she's like, is that Liberty Benton? And I'm thinking, this is further than driving to Fort Recovery. But you know, Sam and Abby, there they are, and I appreciate their support, and you know, everything any of your support systems do, the whole community, you know.
We had a great crowd here today.
We had a great crowd. I'm thinking the same thing. I walk in after coming in, start a game, and I'm thinking, that was a great crowd.
I mean, it wasn't, obviously our parents showed up, which always do, but we also had a great, you know, community support, which is awesome. And, you know, congratulations on a big win for the Indians today. Big week for us, and obviously hopefully a sign of better things to come in 2020.
Yep, those stars are just kind of aligning, so we got to keep on going.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Holly. We'll let you get back, and we'll take a short break here, Neil. And,
all right, thanks, Brian.
Yep. And we'll be back.
this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixings as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
All right, and we're back here on our America Lanes post-game show. Quick recap, Indians win 44-38 to go 8-2 on the season. Big win here against Liberty Benton. Led by Val Mullenkamp today with 17, Brooke Collig with 8, Ali Vaughn with 7. And again, two offensive rebounds that were key down the stretch off of free throws. Kiki Wendell with 5, Olivia Patch with 4, Paige Fortkamp with 3. So that rounds out the 44 points. And I believe that's going to wrap it up, and we're going to hurry up quickly. Head south back to the fort so we can do the boys game tonight at 6 o'clock against Lincoln View. Again, we're honoring the state swim qualifying team and also our track athletes for a job well done last year in 2019. So come on out and show your support for those student athletes who made it to state, and obviously watch the boys game as they come off of a loss last night at Minster. Well played, well fought game by the Indians. Coach Jim Milton and the Indians are coming back, and obviously very fun to watch, play hard. So come on out to the fort tonight and show your support for our Indians. Big week of basketball. Let's continue it and finish it off right for the Indians.
It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Radio.